This is TWiT.
I'm really excited to be here on your show to talk about Kubernetes. Kubernetes is, comes from Google. Internally at Google, we run all of our applications in a system called Borg. And Kubernetes is inspired by Borg, but is meant for all types of applications, on-premise, in cloud, locally on your laptop, anywhere you want to run them. We think that we found through our experience that the best, most efficient way for developers to both develop as well as run applications in production is using containers. And Kubernetes automates the deployment of applications in production using containers. So there's different ways to consume it. You can consume it on-premise as part of the open source offering that we have, or you can consume it in Google Cloud as part of Google Container Engine, which is a fully automated and Google-operated current version of Kubernetes.
Well, no, I'm surprised I haven't even mentioned this word yet, but of course, I think when some people think containers, they immediately think Docker. Are we only talking about Docker when we talk about containers, or are there other variants?
Yeah, Docker is a very popular runtime for the containers. There are other variants as well, Rocket, and there's a host of them. The way Kubernetes deals with the runtime is that we have an abstraction called the Container Runtime Interface. We interface with multiple different types of runtimes. So if a customer has a need to use something different, they can. But we found that Docker is, in fact, the most popular runtime, and it's well supported in Kubernetes.
And what's your relationship to the project?
Oh, I am the lead product manager for the Kubernetes Google offering, as well as one of the leaders of the open source special interest group for product management for Kubernetes.
And Michael, let's let you chat for a second. What's your relationship to the project?
I'm a tech lead and manager of, I think, the Sunnyvale infrastructure side. So that's like networking, storage, a lot of the operating system interactions. And I've got like sort of a Linux background, so I deal with that stuff. Something called a federation, which is how we aggregate these clusters and then sharing an identity. It's a pretty large group of people, and I sort of run around all of them. We're looking at GPUs, I think, this week, and working with the community and all of those people to figure out how to make that work better. So I'm sort of a systems person, and that's basically it. I'm running around all these system problems, working with system people in and out of Google, trying to figure out what's good for Kubernetes and what's good for Container Engine.
So you're actually consuming, you're more like one of the internal users then of the Kubernetes work that our partner's working on, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, so Aparna and I think we sit 4 inches away from each other, so, you know, we work together pretty tightly. But you know, they're kind of our three users of Kubernetes. They're sort of the infrastructure organizations of any company or inside of Google also, where they are offering hardware resources, you know, a cluster. OpenStack is kind of a way to think about that, and those sorts of people and those sorts of resources. Then there's cluster administrators who sort of sit in that level above it, take all of those hardware resources and then try to come up with the relationships and the, you know, the ACLs and who gets to do what. And then there's application developers, and hopefully they can just run their applications and get access to those resources in a way that the cluster administrators allow them to, you know, provision, and no one steps on each other's toes. What's neat about Kubernetes is that it seems to be so far a simple way for these groups to work in concert that offers, you know, enough flexibility that no one seems to be that upset, which I think is why those simple interfaces are getting so much uptick. But you know, it still also allows people to kind of break those barriers more often than not and do the special case things that they want. And in Google, we have some very, very large infrastructure organization that's been around for like 15 years. And, you know, we put Kubernetes in that environment and allow people to be their own cluster administrators and then let their application developers, you know, use that infrastructure. And this is sort of what other companies do too.
Yeah. Can I add to that, Randall? Yeah.
Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I just want to say, because I think Michael is not saying everything about himself. He's one of the early engineers at Google. And the folks that work on the Kubernetes project from Google have a history of working on platforms, like I mentioned, Borg. And Michael's background in operating systems is extensive and very, very deep. You asked about Docker and the runtimes. He's actually one of the lead people that works on that container runtime interface that is part of Kubernetes. Also, Kubernetes has one of the most advanced storage management capabilities, which I hope we'll get a chance to talk about today. And that's something that Michael leads from an engineering perspective.